Welcome to lesson number 11, becoming the most interesting person in the room. In How to Win Friends and Influence People, Dale Carnegie tells us that, quote, remember that the people you are talking to are 100 times more interested in themselves and their wants and problems than they are in you and your problems. A person's toothache means more to that person than a famine in China, which kills a million people. A boil on one's neck interests one more than 40 earthquakes in Africa. Think of that the next time you start a conversation. End quote. You know what most salespeople do when they're trying to close a sale? They talk way too much. The customer ends up getting bored because they don't care about half the stuff the salesperson is saying. And on top of that, it sets off a trigger in the back of the customer's mind that gets them thinking like, you know, this salesperson cares more about getting the sale than they do about meeting my needs. And once we've done that, it's game over. No customer, no sale, no moolah. On the other hand, though, let's pretend to take on the role of a salesperson for a second. Let's think about this. If customers usually leave when we do too much of the talking, then wouldn't it make more sense to do the listening before the talking? Right? This way, we can find out what the customer actually needs. And once we find out what they need or want or are looking for, that is when we can start doing the talking. So what do we say when we start talking? Well, we take what we've learned while we were listening and asking great questions, and we determine if or how we can actually help them with whatever it is that we've got to offer. Right? Listening, especially listening attentively, shows that we care. Asking questions helps us understand. And both of these help us learn about the other person's values, the other person's needs and pains and wants and desires. That is when we can then position ourselves to help meet their needs or to influence or persuade or connect on a deeper level. Right? Listening and asking questions is crucial. And it's not just for salespeople that are trying to sell hard goods or services. It's for all of us. And besides, we're all salespeople in some way anyway. If you think about it, imagine that you and your friends are trying to decide on a place to eat, right? You guys are going to go out to dinner and you're deciding on which restaurant you want to go to. And you really want to go to P.F. Chang's, but nobody else wants to go there. So you've got some persuading to do if you really want to go, don't you? That's what selling is. It's just selling an idea. Actionable insights for you from this lesson. Let others do most of the talking. It's the best way to learn. When we're introducing ourselves or our ideas to somebody, let's do 20% of the talking and 80% of the listening. And let's also be sure to ask more questions while we're at it.